What you doing? I'm the AC, and this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about a brand new series called Two on Ice Chapter 1 Reunion Spot. This series is by Elk Itsumo with skating advisor Narumi Takahashi, which I really appreciate that that's something that's included because it makes me feel like all the skating art and everything is going to look so good and accurate now. Anyways, the translation is by Jeremy Suko Cash, which you may also recognize for me at least because it's also the same translator for Fabric 100, which series wrapped up, which I'll get into a bit later, and then lettering by Inori Fukuda Trent. This first came out on Weekly Shonen Jump and where I read on Manga Plus on September 24th, 2023, and is 57 pages with a couple more than a typical first chapter. According to Anilist, Elk Itsumo had several one-shots, Hisuyo Jubon no Watashi Tachi, Railway Gateway, Higa no Hi, Sachan wa Ichi no Nata, plus, again, like I said, I'll get back to it, apparently an assistant for Fabricant 100, which, coming in with a new manga in a batch where the previous manga you were assistant for got taken out of, it's kind of like a, like, of course, good job, congrats, but also, okay, yeah, sure. Anyways, aside from all those one-shots, there's an immediate comparison to Yuri on Ice, which I guess you would probably take away a little bit from the description, probably from things I'm going to say, and just stuff I'm going to say at the end, so I guess stick around for that bit. So it starts with third grader Hayuma Minakoshi, goes to Tokyo with his dad, they're from Hokkaido, his dad kind of just wants to see him like speed skate more in an actual rink, because all they have outside is that natural frozen water to skate on? Sure, weird way to say that, sorry. But yeah, they get there and realize they can't skate because there's a figure skating competition going on, which is where we see the main heroine, who, name is not revealed to the end, but that's going to be just aggravating to deal with. So I'm going to go ahead and spoil the name. Her name is Kisara Saotome. And she wins, then Hayuma pretty much becomes obsessed with figure skating and Kisara too, watches her on TV for the next 2 years, really pushing herself as like this prodigy. And they're both the same age, both only a third grader, which I don't know, I've never seen kids really skating, it's hard to imagine them being good, but hey, if kids can be prodigies, everything else, I guess figure skating is one thing too. But yeah, all of a sudden, after 2 years, and she disappears. The news isn't really following her anymore. Doesn't know what happened to her. But 3 years later, after this, so six years in total. It's been 2 years, then it says 3 years, but it definitely says 6 years later in the manga when everything's added up. Anyways, it's 2021. Hayuma's in a third year of middle school, moves to Tokyo, now has access to a skate rink. And he goes to the skate rink for lessons and just, he's impressed and like fascinated with like the Tokyo style and just how everyone looks. And I don't know what kind of place Hokkaido is. I never really thought of it as like some kind of, if I was to compare it to like more American thinking, like a back, like country backwoods, kind of like a little small town. Because I feel like Hokkaido is probably one of the more well-known cities in Japan. But I don't know, he's just so impressed by everything. You think he's like never gotten out before. Anyways, yeah, go lessons at the skate rink. Turns out he can't because that day it's only for free skate. He's trying to just jump around a lot. Fails at jumping. Don't know what the difference is. I think it's because he was specifically trying to do the triple axel and never lands that. And then meets Kisara. All grown up. Well, still a child, but to him, all grown up because she's wearing earrings. It's a weird thing. They're kids. I guess they're fascinated by stuff. You kind of forget that in like anime and manga because they try to make them seem like adults, which is why things get weird. Anyways, Kisara tells him there's no jumping allowed, but hey, if he comes back at like 8, then she'll teach him how to do a triple axel, and he's all for it. So he goes back, he sees the front desk people just doing a whole bunch of fancy skating, jumping, catching, all that stuff, and very important thing that is pointed out, they're not dating because they're twins. Good to know they're not dating. Anyways, yeah, there's other things that are kind of weird that I don't get, and I guess I can explain it away. Hayuma wants to be a figure skater. Been practicing on his own for like these past years, but for some reason knows nothing. He's fascinated by everything like he never knew it existed. But the only reason I can like be okay with this is because he was specifically fascinated with Kisara's skating, and it says later he rewatched her skating on like a recording like thousands of times. Probably exaggerated, but maybe not. So he may have only really only ever watched Kisara and literally knows nothing else, but like it's 2021, he has internet, he could easily look up this stuff. I don't know, that's a weird thing. And it seems like his dad works for a decent company. It's not like they're poor either. I don't know, it's a weird thing that he seems to know absolutely nothing even though he's been doing it for years. Whatever. So yeah, he has his suspicion this girl is the girl he met when he was an even smaller child, but knows for sure after watching Kisara that it's pretty much the same person. He's about to ask, but then Kisara pretty much shuts him down and said hates talking about the past. Then Hayuma starts doing kind of like trying to show what kind of stuff he can do, a bunch of jumps, apparently the two front desk people decide to stick around. They point out that Hayuma looks just like Kisara's jumps, which is when we kind of found out he's just been watching her this whole time, which is the weird part because it goes in like a flashback explanation of how Hayuma practiced as a child. Every morning, very early, like he would sneak out at like 1 a.m. to go practice on the frozen water, caught ice, I don't know why I keep saying that. Well, and he can only practice in winter, but apparently got really good, or like decently good, just like self-teaching himself and watching a recording over and over again. But yeah, so the twins kind of are like coaching from the side, Kisara is demonstrating, and they're, you know, do their session out, having a good time, and Hayuma's like feeling really good because he's finally not having to practice alone. He's finally getting to do this with someone else, which I don't know, like, I need to look more into, like, what Okada is, because I feel like he would have been able to find someone to teach him better ice skating somewhere in there. Maybe he just never bothered. Look, he was so fascinated with Kisara, and Kisara is even like, oh, would have been real weird if you find out you were a stalker for that long as a child. Anyways, we find out that Kisara disappeared because quit wanting to do singles, only wanted to do pairs, and the only way to skate again with Hayuma is if they paired up temporarily if need be. And yeah, I guess Hayuma agrees, says doesn't really know if he like it, do it on a trial run. And then just a little bit more talking, Kisara remembers that Hayuma was the kid she met like in that competition, I guess really left an impression on her. But then this is where we finally learn her name on the very last page. And yeah, it's I guess it's supposed to be like a dramatic moment, but it's also just kind of annoying not knowing what this girl's name is, because we saw her plenty. We saw the past, we saw her in the present. There's really no need to not know her name, because everyone knows this is who it is. It's not like it was a big, whoa, wow, it's really her. And it's like, no, okay, we knew. Yeah. So yeah, I guess it was trying to make a dramatic last page, but I feel like taking that away, it would have been completely fine, because it did something different that I haven't seen anyways. One, it says prelude. So this whole first chapter, typically they're like one shots anyway, so first chapter kind of has its own contained story, but it's a prelude. It's over. It did that thing. But it also said a pair is formed arc, which this whole first chapter was an arc in itself, which is really cool. I haven't seen them do this kind of stuff. So it was just neat to do. It also made the name less important, but I don't know. Whatever. So thinking more on this now, where does it go? Like, if any manga ever on their first chapter has really left me with no idea, this one really did, because it really was like, oh, this was pretty much just seemed like a one shot. And like I said in the very beginning, Elk, sorry, I think that's how the name would be, has history with one shot, so it makes for a good one shot. Okay. But just being prelude just makes it hard to tell where it's going to go. Is it just going to be a typical ice skating story, sports story, rom-com, just rom? I don't know where to take it. We're not given any other context or clues. Maybe they're just going really work it up as a pair, see how Yuma get better, see Kasari get her passion back. Kind of the same thing we see with everything. If I said it in the beginning, it really just feels a lot like Yuri on Ice. Even the title name, it's a simple title, Two on Ice. Yeah, it makes sense, but Yuri on Ice, Two on Ice. It's a pair, The original was kind of like a throuple, whatever. I haven't actually watched Yuri on Ice, but of course I've seen so much about it, so I can only vaguely make comparisons, but it seems just so similar. If not an inspiration, maybe a lot more. I don't know, at least make the name somewhat different. I don't know, but I don't know where it's going to go. And of course, last thing, chapter title, it should be the arc title. If this is the arc, if the arc is only one chapter, make it the chapter title to a Paris Forum. That's a great, like, first title name. First chapter title name. It could also be a second chapter title name because, yeah, they're kind of foreign, but the next chapter is most likely where we actually see them as a pair, official pair. I don't know. But also, is it even the same rank, the same spot? It's a reunion spot. Are they even reunioning on the same spot? Probably. Assuming just how Yuma actually is and acts, he probably would have went to the exact same rank that he already knew of as a kid. So, yeah, it probably is the reunion spot, but I feel like a Paris Forum is a better title for the chapter. I don't know. I was trying to think of like overall series title names, and the only one I can think of is like Ice to Meet You. Nice to meet you, Ice to Meet You. Ice to Meet You again. Very ice. I'm so stupid. Anyways, overall, it's simple. Like, it's a nice one shot. I'll say that. It's a really nice one shot. It's simple. I don't hate it. There's nothing too special about it, but at least it's something new because I'm not really into sports stuff, and this one was okay, and it's something I'll, of course, keep up with. The art isn't anything special. Really glad there was the skating advisor mentioned, but I'm not crazy about the art style. It's kind of weird. Something's just weird about it. And I don't know. It's like puffy? I don't know, like bloated? I don't know. And then it's just like thin. It's hard to describe exactly what I mean, because one, I'm not an artist, I can't draw anything, but just looking at it, it's sun's up, and I don't usually comment on art, so that makes a difference to me. But some really nice skating stuff to look at, so I don't know, it's just my opinion, I guess. But I'm looking forward to whatever comes to this. Not expecting too much, but hey, I hope whatever story comes out of it, it's going to be nice and come to a good conclusion, especially since this replaced Fabricant 100 in a way. But that doesn't matter. I think that's enough rambling for me. Let me know what you thought, because I could probably keep rambling. I'm sure a lot of other people have thoughts, especially a comparison to Yuri on Ice. I haven't looked at comments. I wonder what the comments say. There must be a lot of comments, like, comparing the two. I can't imagine there isn't. Anyways, let's talk plenty more about it. You can leave a comment. You can find me on social media, The AC Stories. You can follow them. Send me an email at theacstories@gmail.com, where I have Discord. Also, I have a Ko-fi if you want to help support me with money. I have a $1, $2 tier. $1 tier gets you shout-outs and a Discord channel just for those kind of people. And then $2 tiers gets you access to these notes and the stuff I read off of when I make these videos, and any other like blooper band and stuff that I just want to post up there. But if you want to do that, I'll greatly appreciate it. Links to everything I just mentioned is in the description. But that's all I have to say about this brand new series, Two on Ice. If you liked it, go and give it a like. If you want to keep up with what I'm doing, go and subscribe. But until next time, I'm the AC. Thank you so much. Bye.